San Clemente voters to decide city clerk, treasurer should be elected or appointed. San Clemente, California voters will decide if their city clerk and treasurer should change from elected to council-appointed positions after the city council voted June 7 to add it to the November ballot. The council voted 3-1 for the change, with Councilwoman Laura Ferguson absent. Councilman Steve Knobloch, who agonized the policy decision, opposed the vote, claiming the material misrepresented its original intention of the issue. "I ask that we agonize the policy decision to avoid a potential conflict that exists where an elected official is employed by the city manager and a substantial income," Knobloch said during the June 7 meeting. Knobloch said San Clemente's city manager supervises the administration, including the city clerk and treasurer. "That is an inherent conflict because the loyalty is to the citizens of San Clemente," he said. Knobloch said the city manager should not elect any official, including a clerk, treasurer, or counselor. Mayor Gene James backed the councilman's argument, adding it's a little awkward having an elected official reporting to the council-appointed city manager. "In my view, it's not a problem in reality, but it's a problem of perception," James said during the meeting. However, Councilwoman Kathy Ward said the optics of questioning and potentially changing how the positions are appointed draws concerns from the city council, staff, and the general public. "There are also dangers in when you talk about removing from the city manager, it's like a cancer that grows," she said during the meeting. Ward said if the council separated the administrative positions from the city, those employees would receive lower salaries, and it would deter qualified candidates from applying for those positions,